FRC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Welcome to McDonald's. We're currently serving a limited menu, so please review the menu before ordering. Let me know what I can get for you.
Can I get 2 medium Oreo McFlurries?
All right. Would you like anything else?
That's it.
Okay. Your total will be $6.58. Please pull forward.
Inflation. I need a little more perkiness. So that's, they're trying out AI at a McDonald's there in Chicago. I like the fact, hey, they speak in perfect English, so that's really cool. I understood every word that person said. So that's, it's really a step forward.
Listen to your nativist racism.
I need a little more zip, though. You're bringing me down.
I'd like a couple of cheeseburgers, please.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. All right.
Never mind. Maybe there's no point in
the I mean, it's mimicking the appropriate energy level of most fast food employees that I've encountered in my life.
I guess.
Yeah, as a programmer, should have dropped by a Chick-fil-A or an In-N-Out Burger or something to see how plucky youngsters who are on their way up in the world treat a customer.
What would you like? Yeah, I guess you're right. There's no point in eating.
All right, give me another McFlurry.
There's no point in even being alive. You can do it.
Right. You know what? I don't want anything except the warm embrace of death. All right. Pull forward.
That's what happens, though. If you keep raising minimum wage, you raise it high enough, you double it like they're talking about doing it. In a lot of places, they're not going to be able to afford fast food help. But anyway, that's a different topic. I wanted to do this feature called A Dumb Guy Explains Inflation. Yes.
So this is not inflation for dummies, it's inflation from dummies.
Exactly.
This could possibly be for nobody.
Right. And all I did yesterday was listen to a 2-hour podcast, I think, with some
That's plenty.
PhD level intellectual think tank type people talking about inflation. It's pretty interesting. So you've probably heard the phrase recently, the dangers of overheating our economy with pumping this much more money in another $2 trillion and the concerns of inflation. So we haven't really had inflation since I've been a grown up. It's been hovering around 2% or less now for quite a few years, which the economists think 2% is the sweet spot. I don't think most people realize that if you have 2% inflation, which they think is a good thing, you're taking a 2% cut in pay every single year,
right.
unless somebody does something about it. But the overheating the economy part of the inflation that these PhD people are concerned about is there is a tremendous amount of excess savings in America right now. Their use of the term excess savings is different than when AOC says it or Nancy Pelosi says it. When AOC and Nancy Pelosi talk about excess savings, it's people having too much money and we should take some of it and give it to other people. But what they mean excess savings, it's more than we normally save. And likely when this is over, we're all going to go on a spending spree and buy a whole bunch of stuff. That's what they expect.
I remember for years and years, the story was that Americans weren't saving enough, and it was a disaster. But anyway.
Right. Right. Anyway, so people are going to spend a lot of money. People are already spending money, and we already have all kinds of supply problems for a variety of reasons. The demand is way outstripping the supply and could dangerously outstrip the supply coming up over the next couple of years. For instance, I was yesterday shopping for a pair of, I wanted a new pair of Red Wing work boots, which are the greatest boots in the world. My dog chewed the tongue out of them, though. And while they will last forever under normal circumstances, if your dog chews the tongue out of them, they're no longer wearable.
Are you telling us, Elvis, your dog pulled the tongue out by the roots?
It did. And
come on, Michael, pay attention. So, what are you doing in there?
So I went to buy a pair of work boots, and there were none to be had in my size, and so I went on the internet. There's not a pair in America. There's not of a pair of 10.5D Red Wing work boots. Don't exist anywhere in America. And I've had this happen with all kinds of different stuff. My son, what did he get for his birthday in December? A new bike. Now, we went to the bike store. They don't have any bikes. So we went to a different bike store. They don't have any bikes. And they said, nobody's got any bikes, and nobody's going to have any bikes until late spring. Same with skateboards. Same with when I bought a horse trailer because of the fires last year. They said, this is the last one, and we don't expect to get caught up here on our lot for 3 years. Demand is outstripping supply, and we're going to pump even more money out there. People have more money to spend. So what happens then, according to these economists, driving up the inflation is, so all these businesses are going to start having people work longer hours, hire more people, demand more materials to make the stuff, and then so the price of the materials has got to go up because they're falling behind, and then the price of the material goes up and the thing that you bought went up, and the people are working longer hours and they're demanding more money, and it all just kind of spirals out of control. And just everything goes up. Everything goes up at the same time. The main thing that I didn't know that I learned yesterday from talking to these people is how much of it is emotional. According to them, the vast majority of inflation and getting out of inflation is a psychological thing. If we're all under the impression that things are getting more expensive, we all react differently. We raise the prices of the stuff we're selling. We feel like we've got to raise wages to keep the people. We all buy into the fact that we're living in inflation and everything, it's self-perpetuating. The fact that we killed it off in the 90s, or in the 80s and the 90s, by devastating the economy with a brutal recession, the Feds jumped in and rose interest rates enough to cause a horrible recession but killed off inflation. So, the big money people have come to the belief that the federal government will not allow inflation to happen. So they've been comfortable with that. Well, this is going the other direction. We've pumped so much money into the economy that the belief among the heavyweights of heavyweights on Wall Street are believing that inflation is going to happen. And again, like I said, it's mostly psychological. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And then it will just occur. And then stopping it is very, very hard.
Yeah, what's scary about this, and I've been hammering the fact that the current insane spending is an utterly unforgivable crime against the kids and the grandkids, because we're stealing their money at interest. We're spending it now on stuff right now, and we're going to make them pay it back through higher taxation with interest down the road. It is the greatest theft in the history of mankind, but it's not from one people to another. It's from one generation to another. But you know what I've left out of the discussion? Because if you have significant levels of inflation, including like dangerous inflation, it's a brutalization of the old. Of retirees, of people on fixed incomes.
Oh, yeah, because your $200,000 you've got in your 401k gets worth, you know, what's inflation going to be? If inflation is 8%, your $250,000 you got in your 401k after a life of work and savings and growth is going down by 8% a year.
Shrinking
mm-hmm. by 8% a year.
And if you want to, that's right. And if you want to eat, you're taking X percent out as well. So you could easily be losing 10, 12, 15, 20%.
Oh.
Do that math.
Yeah. And getting back into the emotional aspect of inflation and why it's so hard to get out of the cycle, if you're under the belief that everything's going to be more expensive next year, well, then you buy the car, the shoes, the get the deck built on your car, the whatever, or your house. You don't build a deck on your car.
No, you could.
It's not a bad idea, though.
Yeah, you got your barbecue grill up there.
But so then you're buying your stuff this year because you're so worried about inflation, which causes inflation to go higher because, you know, it continues to overheat the economy, and it's just self-perpetuating. And that's why it's such a nightmare and so freaking scary to try to get out of, and we should be so concerned about letting it start. But I have a feeling that all these articles for Paul Krugman in the New York Times, you know, he's the leftiest of leftiest economists out there, but he's worried about this. We talked about Steve Rattner, another lefty, the MSNBC guy, really worried about inflation. I worry about a self-fulfilling prophecy of if the big guys, like I said, the big guys on Wall Street are already worried about it, the big economists writing about it, and then we all get worried about it and we start buying. I mean, we just increase more demand, outstripping the supply, and we cause this to happen. And then, geez, it could be the rest of my life before we get out of it.
Given the fact that this is slightly more complicated than I want a check, I find it hard to believe we're going to convince Americans that fiscal responsibility is the way to go. So I honestly don't even know what the cure is. You know, and one more quick note, anybody who lived through the housing crash, you know, if the feds have to choke off hyperinflation, what they'll do is raise interest rates to enormous levels, which means your house will be worth a fraction of what it is, because the amount of money people have to spend doesn't change. It's just a question of how much goes to the seller and how much goes to the interest payments to the bank.
Oh, man.
So that'd be a brute, too. You know, this is a downer, and I apologize for it, but
don't you think this is the most likely
fiscal experiment never done in the history of mankind?
I don't want to be a downer, and I don't want to ruin people's days, but don't you think this is the most likely thing to happen? The reason these lefty economists are writing these columns is because of this extra $2 trillion we're pumping in right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, having watched and studied economics my entire adult life, I have been surprised many times, and the economic might of this country is so enormous. It could be we can find a way to skirt the worst of it, but I mean, they're going to have to rewrite all the economics textbooks if this doesn't cause some pretty serious inflation.
Right.
Well, or at least trigger the sort of measures to fight inflation that we're going to hate.
Well, as a graduate student in economics told me a couple of years ago, it's all theory. It's all theory, and people tend to latch on to the theories that back up their political point of view and make those their, you know, life's view of economics. But this is scary stuff. Like Joe just said, we're conducting a crazy experiment, like you would only want to do in a hypothetical, like in a classroom. It's like a war game. To see how it would turn out, but we're actually doing it.
Yeah, right. You'd want to try it a few times with models, you know, computer models, before you attempted it. So on a totally another topic, a couple of notes from France. Number one, you remember the beheading of that teacher? Well, there's been a twist in that story that's just stunning.
Wow.
And speaking of Frenchmen, in defense of Pepe Le Rapey, Rapey Le Pew, the cartoon skunk who's...
I hated that cartoon for all kinds of reasons. It wasn't funny, is part of it.
In defense of Pepe Le Pew, coming up, don't go away.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
California State Senator Brian Jones recently introduced the Religion is Essential Act. For future emergencies, this bill will protect religious organizations from discrimination and any health, safety, and occupancy requirements that will impose a substantial burden on a religious service.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Very compassionate of you.
I just listened to Dumb Guy Explains Economics. I learned not to let a dog eat your boots, and that for some reason bicycles are disappearing. On to the more cogent comments about prices going up and all that sort of stuff already, and the supply outstripping demand, and now we're pumping more money out there. I had a couple of fence posts fail. Home Depot and Lowe's are both out of fence posts in multiple stores, so Home Depot raised the price from $9 a post to $25 a post if they had any.
Fence posts?
In fact, many home improvement stores are completely out of stock. Yeah, that's like I said, can't buy a bike for my kid. You can't. So the price of everything is going to go up. Oh, we got this text. Have you checked the price of used cars lately? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I repaired my truck. I had a dent in my truck from backing into something, and I thought, geez, for what it's worth, I'm not going to repair it. And then I looked online for some reason to see what it was worth. I thought, what? Well, I might as well fix it and drive it. It's worth fixing at that price. or sell it.
Yeah.
We got this. Please isolate and post this segment so I can use it for the classes I teach. I teach advanced placement economics, and you covered about 10 different content points that reinforce what we've done in class. Excellent job. Well, that was very nice of them to say.
Wow. Blind pig finds a bushel of acorns. No offense.
We had appliances or vehicles needing repair and replacement over the last year. We were always told the shortage was due to COVID restrictions, so we're going to kill the economy and flood it with newly minted money to revive it, only to kill it again with debt and inflation. That might be what happens.
That's a pretty good assessment right there. Well said, my friend.
Yeah, man, if everybody's running out with their stimulus checks like they have in the past year and buying up stuff, the prices are going to go up. Everything's going to go up.
Yeah. Well, and you combine that with the COVID-related supply chain interruptions, mm-hmm. you're going to have more and more money chasing fewer and fewer goods. So, anyway. Judy and I were trying to buy some furniture the other day. Found some really nice stuff. We liked it. We found that sweet spot. Not too expensive, not too cheap. Probably hold up for a few years. The guy told us it'll be 5 months till we get it.
Yeah.
I can't buy something that's not going to be here for 5 months.
I know.
I mean, that's just crazy. Anyway, this story is unbelievable. It reminds us that fundamentalist Islam has not gone away. It's just kind of in the background. Do you remember that horrible story where the French school teacher was beheaded because allegedly he'd been showing images of Muhammad in class and made the Muslim kids leave the school, and then the French Muslim internet went wild, and this guy got found out by an 18-year-old. He was hunted down, and they beheaded him in the street. I mean, just a horrifying story. Well, now it turns out that the girl, a 13-year-old girl who started all of this, lied about it because she'd been suspended for a different reason. 13-year-old Muslim girl had been, and the story, it's funny, the BBC's coverage, they imply that she is, but they never state it. She'd been suspended for too many absences and was afraid to tell her father, so she came home and made up a story that she was suspended because this teacher had been showing images of Muhammad, and she protested, and that's why she got suspended. Oh, so boy. He went online and started to make a big deal of it, ends up with this 18-year-old murdering the teacher in the streets.
Wow. Well, yeah, the teacher should be able to do that anyway.
Absolutely.
So
oh, yeah.
You got multiple 100%. Problems going on there. It reminds me of, you know, we got this border crisis going on, and I remember years ago, this might be 20 years ago, nearly. It was certainly after 9/11. I remember Thomas Friedman, the columnist from the New York Times, on Charlie Rose saying, you know when we're going to get a hold of the border, Charlie? When some Islamo-fascist walks across the border with a backpack. That's when we're going to get control of the border. And I thought, yeah, that is going to solve the whole border issue for bad reasons. An Al-Qaeda member or somebody like that is going to come across the border, and then we're going to react the way we react when things like that happen. But it never has. But maybe mm-hmm. now is the time. Maybe now is the time that they think, you know how you get into the United States? You can't get in through the ports or the airports anymore. You come across that southern border.
Right, right. Well, wait for a Democrat to get in the White House, then come on over. Now, Jack, you took all your all of our time with the dismal science of economics, and you left me no time to defend Pepe Le Pew, role model.
Role model?
Yes. Okay. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Some big news. Since Election Day, almost 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphone. You can trust Newsmax TV. Watch it for free anytime and go to Newsmax.com for breaking news. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Call your operator if they don't carry it. Plus, watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is back open for exploration. See the West Coast Biennial Art Exhibition featuring diverse pieces by artists up and down the West Coast. Enjoy the Visible River Aquarium, Caverns Exhibits, Parrot Playhouse, and more. There's something for everyone to discover at Turtle Bay.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. It's growing time for the Trees of Heavenly Life. They are also known as Chinese locust trees, trees of heaven, China sumac. They are native to China but are found in many places in Shasta County, especially the areas of the 1849 gold rush where the Chinese lived and mined. Archaeologists believe seeds of the trees were innocently brought here by the Chinese miners in their hats and mats. Once they got hold, they multiplied and multiplied. They have a good root system. It's hard to stop because it sends out runners in every direction. The young shoots look like giant asparagus, but quickly put out leaves. The young trees have an odor that many find offensive. These trees can be found by the thousands in the town of Shasta throughout the gold mining districts and in many places where you wouldn't expect them. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Turtle Bay Annual Auction is going virtual. Now everyone can take part in bidding on exciting items and supporting Turtle Bay. Bidding begins March 11th. Tune in for the live virtual watch party March 20th on Facebook Live or YouTube. Go to turtlebay.org and click the online auction banner to register and learn more.
To introduce legislation this week calling for research into the coronavirus pandemic's impact on mental health. Well, let me save you a few bucks. It's been bad.
Yeah, no kidding. And to that, a lot of what's been bad for young people anyway is the fact that they're not in school. So it's such good news that it's being reported that L.A. schools are opening back up. The biggest school district in America that was still not open is opening back up.
And oh, then if good, you, finally.
That if you take 30 seconds to look into the details, you realize, no, it's not. Some of the schools opening up a couple hours a week. The end.
Wow.
And in like 6 weeks at the earliest. So it might not even
follow the science.
Right. So that's a, that's practically a nothing.
I'm glad there's no violence over this, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were violence over this, given the depth of harm to the children. But if we get off on this tangent, we'll be all angry and the rest of it. Yep. So this is some really good writing by John Nolte I came across, and I wanted to share it with you on the topic of the worst cartoon in the history of the world, Pepe Le Pew, the rapey skunk. Although, he defends Pepe in a way that I find very persuasive. The famous, I guess infamous now, Looney Tunes were very much about teaching children moral and civil behavior. Bugs Bunny taught kids that keeping cool and using your brains was the best way to navigate life. Daffy Duck taught us that losing your temper always ends in disaster. Elmer Fudd taught us that violence doesn't solve anything. Yosemite Sam taught us bullies eventually meet their match. Wile E. Coyote taught us the price of obsession.
Do you think we learned these things? I don't feel like I did, but I'm a particularly dull human being.
No, I think you did.
You just, think I did and I just don't know it?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You didn't know you were being taught because it was so entertaining, but you absorbed the lessons.
I'm pretty slow.
Porky Pig taught us the pleasures of pantlessness. I made that part up. Porky Pig taught us the virtue of earnestness. Foghorn Leghorn taught us the sin of bluster and ego and feuds.
Huh.
Now, and this is the part I really like. No one ever walked out of a Looney Tunes cartoon wanting to be Daffy or Wile E or Elmer or Yosemite or Foghorn. No, you walked out wanting to be Bugs Bunny or Speedy Gonzales or the Roadrunner. Why?
True.
Because they were the cool ones, the smart ones, the crafty ones who prevailed. And let me further assure you, that
Wile E. Yes? Coyote might be my long hatred of technology. It never works the way it's supposed to. That might all be from Wile E. Coyote.
Because of the Acme skates?
And none of it ever worked the way it's they claim on the box.
That's what you took away from those cartoons. All right.
Well,
man, that reminds me of, what was that fake commercial we played? The latest Sony blanking piece of blank.
Yeah, exactly.
Very funny. Yeah, I don't know if that you could even play it, though. It would just be all bleeps. Anyway, yeah, this is where the rubber meets the skunk in the road. Let me further assure you that no one ever walked out of a Looney Tunes cartoon wanting to be Pepe Le Pew, which is why the blacklisting and canceling of this character only proves one thing, that today's woke Hitler youth are not interested in morality, but only in censorship and flexing their own tyrannical virtue. Let's begin with the fact that Pepe Le Pew is, by any measure, one of the most disgusting creatures in the animal kingdom, a literal skunk. What's more, Pepe has no idea he stinks or that his odor disgusts everyone around him. On top of that, he's an oblivious, narcissistic moron, the butt of every joke, who always loses in the end, oftentimes by getting a well-deserved dose of his own medicine. Then they talk about the Pepe Le Pew short for Sentimental Reasons, which won the Oscar for Best Animated Short in 1950.
Really?
Yeah. The boilerplate plot, he mistakes Penelope the cat for a fellow skunk, falls madly in love on sight, makes a total fool of himself chasing her, but in the end, due to an accident, Penelope, who looks awful, mistakes Pepe for a cat and confronts the horrified skunk in a trapped space. The short closes with a mortified Pepe on the run from Penelope. At no point in any one of the cartoons do we want Pepe to succeed in his pursuit. Throughout, we feel embarrassed for him and uncomfortable for Penelope, and at the end, when the tables turn and Pepe is a victim of love, we're satisfied that he got what he deserved and hope he learns his lesson. What could be more moral than that? And he goes on. It teaches young boys that nothing is more unattractive to the world than a sense of entitlement so warped that you don't even know how badly you stink, and that the only way to win a woman is to be kind and self-aware through the courting ritual and be good to her, and to learn to take no gracefully. I think it's a great piece of writing here. We'll post it at armstrongandgetty.com. You know, there's more to I can't hold back.
It is
claiming that. Go ahead.
It is interesting that we would decide that you can't have the archetype of the cad. I mean, is that going to be true for all art? You can't have a person that displays the person who behaves badly, because we feel like that's romanticizing it or
giving that behavior a platform.
Yeah, or something.
You know what's crazy about that? And I've observed this for a long time as a music guy. All the controversies about lyrical content and the rest of it and the labels and then banning Pepe Le Pew, the rest of it, TVs and movies get a 100% pass. There's rape, murder, torture, all manner of horror all the time in practically every damn movie that's ever made. But you can't have a skunk who's pushy?
And the point of the show is that being pushy doesn't work. I mean, it's not... He gets everything he wants and has a happy life. That's not the point of the cartoon.
Exactly.
Nobody comes away
opposite
from it thinking that.
Yeah, he is the butt of the joke. He is an example for what not to be. And cleansing the culture, these Marxists, these young neo-Marxists trying to cleanse the culture of all of our touchstones, they just... You've got to resist this. They always have a reason, and it always sounds enlightened, and they're pretty good at promoting it. But you got to reject it. One final sentence. Claiming that Pepe Le Pew promotes the rape culture is like claiming Yosemite Sam promotes animal abuse, or Bud Abbott promotes bullying, or Inspector Clouseau promotes violence, or the Bible promotes incest and killing your brother, or Lolita promotes child molestation, or Goodfellas promotes the mafia. They're cautionary tales, idiots. On the other hand, the plot was always exactly the same, and they were boring as hell.
After cautionary tales, idiots. I like that. That's my favorite sentence.
Well, that was mine. I'll take credit for that. Not John Nolte, less crazy brother of Nick.
I just been running through my mind. Can you think of any examples where we famous movies, TV shows, characters, or whatever, where the bad guy does win in the end? Where you, like, would be perhaps concerned that it's teaching that... I mean, we obviously do glorify the mob and those kind of things, but they almost always either go to prison or die a horrifyingly violent death.
You know, some of your anti-hero shows like The Sopranos, you know, it's not clear what happens to Tony, but, you know, even that, he's a stressed out, frequently miserable,
I don't think that works
neurotic.
As an example, yeah. I don't watch that. Did anybody watch it thinking they want to be Tony and live Tony's life? Boy, I didn't.
No, absolutely not.
What season are we talking about?
When he's with the Mercedes dealer.
No. Crazy love equals crazy. Yeah. We need cautionary tales.
But I was just thinking of a bunch of examples, like the famous movie going way back to the 70s, but won awards, Butch and Sundance with Paul Newman and Robert Redford. I mean, they die a horrifically violent death in the end. So, I mean, even those kind of movies, I can't think of any examples where we make it the rapist, the thief, the whatever, only seem attractive.
I don't think people would want that.
I don't think they would either. I don't think they would either.
No. You know, I'm going to throw in one more sentence from John Nolte. It's a great piece. And again, we'll post it at armstrongandgetty.com. As long as there's been an America, there have been fascist, self-righteous liars and humorless bullies like Charles Blow, who started the Pepe Le Pew thing, and his political soulmate, Joseph McCarthy. But the only time this country shames itself is when these monsters are listened to and taken seriously.
Well, I don't know who you were quoting the other day, but that's the favorite thing I've heard on all this is how often throughout history have the good guys been on the side of banning things, of censorship? How often does that ever happen?
I can't remember the gent's name. I meant to commit it to memory because I find his thinking really compelling. But what he said was, name a time when the people banning books and censoring were the good guys.
Looking back on it?
Or turned out to be the good guys.
Yeah, looking back on it, I can't think of an example.
No. You know, you had some folks who were probably of decent motivation trying to keep American pop culture clean in the 20th century, not let it get too pornographic. That's a little different.
Yeah, I've been watching the NWA movie. I'm still making my way through it, the Straight Outta Compton movie. And I can understand why. I had only heard about it. This music wasn't available to me where I lived. But the F the Police song that got was so controversial and everything like that. I can understand why people were, you know, while there was an impulse to ban it and why they didn't allow it in concerts and arrested them on stage in Detroit and everything like that. But looking back on it, I don't think anybody thinks that was a good move, do they?
No.
To
no,
ban that sort of thing because that was the attitude of a lot of people in certain parts of the country where they were being abused by police.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And good for the discussion and to shine a light on that.
Right. Well, and a lot of it made me really uncomfortable at the time, and I said so on the air, but I am certain I never called for it to be banned. I just thought, all right, let's have a talk about this and why it's dangerous and a bad idea.
I can't believe they actually got arrested.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
It's wild. Anywho, what are your thoughts? Text line 415-295-KFTC. I don't want to wear you out with, because it did a long thing on inflation. Got something on Social Security that's just unbelievable. Really well-written piece on how if you gave your money to anybody else to invest the way they do Social Security, you'd either fire them or sue them. Especially given the last couple of years run up on the new record in the Dow today. While even people like with a blindfold on throwing darts at a dartboard are getting 15% returns the last couple of years, your Social Security is getting like 1%.
Are they not just doing like index funds?
No, heck no.
No, it doesn't even
come close to doing as well as an index fund. Oh, we'll get into those numbers later. It's a crime. It's a crime.
I have comments, but I, unlike Pepe Le Pew, have restraint and will withhold them.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, everybody, Armstrong and Getty here, and if you have 30 free minutes, you never have to worry about a break-in at home ever again.
That is how quick and easy it is to set up a security system from SimpliSafe.
It's the kind of thing that is so easy to do, you can do it during a Netflix binge or watching the game or listening to a certain radio show, if you like.
SimpliSafe is incredibly easy to customize for your home. Just go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong, and you can easily choose the exact sensors you need or get help from one of the experts.
It'll get to your house in about a week, which means by this time next week, you and your whole family can go to bed knowing your home is being guarded.
It's easy to assume everyone in your house already feels safe, but they might not, and it's worthwhile to talk about it.
And SimpliSafe is a small, easy step to make sure everyone feels safe at home. So go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong today. Customize your system. Get a free security camera.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Is your child struggling with reading and reading comprehension? If you're a concerned parent wanting to help your child become a better reader, then you need to speak with the USA Reading Clinic. In less than 20 minutes, the USA Reading Clinic can explain exactly why your child struggles with reading and how to correct the problem. Within a few minutes, the USA Reading Clinic will prove that your child can actually read at normal or advanced levels. Every child has the ability to become a great reader, and the USA Reading Clinic has the proven method to unlock their potential. You don't have to let your child go through his or her school years thinking they'll never be proficient readers. Now is the time to join thousands of other parents who have already taken advantage of this revolutionary system to give their children an opportunity to fall in love with reading. For more information, call the USA Reading Clinic at 800-230-3054. 800-230-3054. That's 800-230-3054.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody!
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Just saw Wolfgang Puck on the Financial Channel, and I got to admit, I didn't know that was an actual human being. I thought that was just like a made-up name.
Like Chef Boyardee?
Yeah, I did.
No, no. Wolfgang, Wolfgang Puck.
He appears to be 150 years old. He's talking about his restaurants and COVID and... finances, but it reminded me of, I didn't need to be reminded. I went on some sort of eating binge last night. I'm not exactly sure what happened. It's a bit of a fog. It's like I have the same feeling as if I had, like, woken up in a cheap hotel with a crack prostitute.
No.
Similar to my eating experience last night. Just like, everything's kind of foggy and...
Wow, what'd you eat?
I was running errands. Oh, you know, my New Year's resolution was to get new glasses. So I was trying to,
That's not a resolution. That's an errand.
I was trying to pull that off last night. So I went to one of those 1 hour places and, I pick out some glasses and I look at them and I said, when will they be ready? And they said, probably Thursday or Friday. I said, I thought it was an hour. No, you have to get here before blah, 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 bunch of words that mean it's not anything that they say it is. Anyway, so right. I was very disappointed because I wanted my glasses now. So I walked out in disgust. But I was getting hungrier, and it was getting, I was disgusted with that and hungry. And I'd gotten myself so hungry that my hands were shaking. I got really hungry.
Good.
Yeah. And so there's, I happened by a Trader Joe's, and I need to use the bathroom. So I happen by a Trader Joe's, so I run and I use the bathroom. And then I see some salad, and I think, you know, I want some salad. Salad sounds good. That'll be healthy. And I get some salad, and right above the salad, they've got something called pub cheese, which looks really, really good. You spread it with a cracker. So I thought, well, I want some pub cheese. There's some grapes. That sounds good. So now I got my hands all filled up like this with stuff, and I need some crackers from my pub cheese. So I go over and get some gluten-free crackers. Anyway, I check out. I get that. I go to the car. I eat almost all of that, which was a tremendous amount of food.
In the car.
Then what? Why did this happen? I don't. Again, it's like a fog. She walked up to me and asked me to dance. No, she. Somehow I saw a Dick's Barbecue and I thought, man, some meat sounds good right now. So I go into the Dick's Barbecue and I get a half pound of pork and two orders of coleslaw.
Wow.
And I go back to my truck and I sit in my truck and I eat that. And then I'm pulling out of the lot. I'm pulling out of the parking lot, and there's a Cold Stone Creamery over there.
Oh, no.
And I really got a hankering for some chocolate. So I go in there, and I get a fudge milkshake, which I didn't even know was such a thing.
This is an encore broadcast of Therapy in a Nutshell.
How does it even work with a straw?
It wasn't easy. But anyway, I ate all those things in about a 10-minute period, and I feel horrible today.
Wow. Wow.
What do you think? What is that?
That's, I don't know. That's a mania. That's, yeah, is there something wrong with your brain?
Feels like a mania.
Wow.
My wife said it was emotional eating, but I don't think it was. I just think I'm like a bear. If I get really hungry, I just eat what's in front of me.
Wow, until you pass out.
Until I pass out. Or
I don't
up.
Think I've ever eaten like that. I mean, I've like had one more slice of pizza than I should have, but running around from place to place, just ingesting.
Yeah,
like
I ate at three different places in one strip mall parking lot. Each time being in my car and about to leave when I see another place and think, oh, that sounds good. Stop my car, get out, and go back in again.
How are you not 800 pounds?
Well, I did this within my 5.5 hour window of eating. I only eat in a 5.5 hour window every day.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, maybe that's your problem. Lying.
And it's weird. It's a little foggy. Like I said, it's like I was in a daze.
I might have to
seek out some professional help on this.
Speaking of overeating, the CDC out with a couple of things. Number one, nearly 1 in 10 Americans, more than 32 million people, are now fully vaccinated. But the CDC wants you to know you can't let down your guard now. It's critical to me. Oh, shut up. We're so tired of you. Be quiet. We
Go
know how
away.
To protect ourselves. Go away.
But you stay away from your grandma.
But this is interesting. New report from the CDC shows about 78% of people, let's say 80%, okay? 4 out of 5 people who were hospitalized, placed on a ventilator, or died from the vid were overweight or obese.
Fat! Underappreciated aspect of COVID is it kills off overweight people.
Now, you know, I clicked on the actual study, but it is scientific ease. I mean, it's an unleavened piece of science. It's not written up for the layman to understand it. So obviously the conclusion is clear. Overweight or obese makes you much more at risk for a COVID death. On the other hand, overweight is like 80% of us.
Right. So if
80% of deaths were overweight and obese and 80% of us are overweight and obese, have we learned anything?
Well, do they mean really overweight?
Well, it's the whole BMI thing.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, well, exactly. I see what you mean. So if 80% of the deaths were over a BMI of whatever, 30, whatever number they go with, but we all are, most of us are that way anyway. Well, then that doesn't mean anything. That means it killed human beings. That'd be like saying it killed almost entirely human beings with two eyes. Yeah, well, we all have two eyes.
Or the deaths from COVID went precisely along racial lines. It would have killed more white people. But I'm not sure how much we've learned from that.
Now, there are higher levels of obesity among black people and Hispanic people. Does that have anything to do with the higher numbers?
No, we're going to have equity. They're disproportionate. Yeah, that's clearly why it is. It's almost certainly a huge factor in why more people of color died, more obesity. Now, you know, the frontline worker thing and the rest of it, you know, the fewer white-collar jobs you could do from home, that's a factor. Of course it is. But most of it's probably obesity.
Why would somebody my age ever eat a fudge milkshake?
You child.
I mean, that's...
Seemed like a good idea at the time.
Here's a sentence you don't have to worry about, Jack. Patients under 65 who were underweight had a 41% higher risk for hospitalization than those with a healthy.
God, how skinny would you have to be underweight?
I don't know, because I'm 5'10", about 5'11", no. and among my normal weights is like being 137 pounds.
Well, I mentioned the other day that the bottom end of normal for me is 145.
You would be emaciated.
Oh, people would be worried about me if I was 144.
They'd be buying you fudge milkshake.
Handing you a blanket.
You're invested in the worst performing fund in the world, practically, whether you like it or not. Stay tuned for that. Hour 3.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.